Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it locked on Hindsight Radio.
Let me give you one piece of advice. Be honest. He knows more than you can imagine.
At last.
Welcome, Neo.
As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No. The honor is mine. Please, come, sit. I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole,
You could say that.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Matrix is a system, Neo.
That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
I was...
Look again. Read it.
This isn't the Matrix.
No. It's another training program designed to teach you one thing. If you are not one of us, you are one of them.
What are they?
Sentient programs. They can move in and out of any software still hardwired to their system. That means that anyone we haven't unplugged is potentially an agent. Inside the Matrix, they are everyone, and they are no one.
We have survived by hiding from them, by running from them. But they are the gatekeepers. They are guarding all the doors, they are holding all the keys, which means that sooner or later, someone is going to have to fight them.
Someone.
I won't lie to you, Neo. Every single man or woman who has stood their ground, everyone who has fought an agent has died. But where they have failed, you will succeed.
Why?
I've seen an agent punch through a concrete wall. Men have emptied entire clips at them and hit nothing but air. Yet their strength and their speed are still based in a world that is built on rules. Because of that, they will never be as strong or as fast as you can be.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets?
No, Neo. I'm trying to tell you that when you're ready, you won't have to.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Peace, peace, what's up? Peace, what's going on?
Hey, peace, Dar. How you doing?
Everything good, man. Can't complain. How's everything going with you?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Let me get in a better spot. I'm getting a lot of feedback.
All right. Nope. All right, you did? You better? You got it?
Okay, that sounds better.
All right. Better? All right, good. Everything's going good, man. Everything, I can't complain about nothing. Life is great, man. Always dealing with, people trying to undercut you, but, you know, that's just part of doing business.
Yeah.
I was looking at this, did you know that vaccine is not even approved?
Uh-uh.
For you? Okay. All right. The vaccine is not approved by the FDA, but it's approved for emergency use.
Wow.
So, right. I'm a read what they say. On their own website, it says this.
Wow. Now, this is interesting.
Right. It says, what is the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine? The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The FDA has authorized the emergency use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to prevent COVID-19 in individuals 18 years of age and older under an emergency use authorization.
Wow.
So it's not even approved because it hasn't gone through the normal testing. So it's so here's the thing. Basically, everybody is like people are saying, you're just being a test dummy.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Crazy.
When you take it. So it's not approved as a vaccine. Yes. And then you go to the Moderna's website, they say the same thing. Who actually made
wow.
it?
Wow.
They said this is their website. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine has not been approved or licensed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, but it has been authorized for emergency use by the FDA under Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 for use in individuals 18 years of age or older. So they can only give it to people 18 years of age of older, consenting adults.
Wow.
There's no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The EUA
so
for the Moderna COVID-19 is in effect.
It.
Huh? Now.
Love throwing that FDA shit in your face. Oh, my God.
Now, listen to this. The EUA for the Moderna COVID-19, which is the Emergency Use Act, vaccine is in effect for the duration of the COVID-19 EUA declaration justifying emergency use of the vaccine, unless terminated or revoked, after which the vaccine may no longer be used. So what
wow.
they're telling you is this is not a vaccine for COVID-19 per se, because it hasn't been authorized for that use officially. But they're saying you can use it on an emergency because it may have shown some promise in trials. But when you try to, you know how they give you those fact sheets, the little pamphlets that come with any medication, the little paper with all the little writing on it? You can't even find that.
Yep.
There is nothing there for it other than what they're putting on these websites. Now, I went to VAERS. VAERS is a V-A-E-R-S. It's a place where you record adverse reactions to vaccines. Man, the stuff
what
that
they
got listed here is scary. And they got, like, I got the whole thing, and I don't know. Let me see if I can set this where I can count how many. Oh, well, no, I could do it. I could count. So I'm trying to go all the way down to the bottom of this document. 21,694 reports on the Moderna. This is on the Moderna information.
Okay.
Some of the one person had acute respiratory failure. And see where they split it up, they split these sheets up, like they gave you the symptoms and then you had to go and find out what happened to them. So let's go over here. To the what they did after. These are the symptoms. Okay, let me go to this one. Let me go all the way down. It's crazy, bro. Got this many reactions to a vaccine that just came out, and people want to rush to take them, man.
And he's saying that about all of them.
This is only Moderna. I've been going to the other one. See, but they're not lumping them together. So you have to really do your digging to find what you need. You really gotta go in and go and do your own research. Because see, they separated out like what was the outcome. They separated that out, and a lot of them don't have a listing of what the outcome is. Large majority don't tell you. So I would, and the most ones that don't have a listing of the outcome, they were serious effects of this. And if you take the vaccine, you can go to this site and report what happened. So the hospital people have to report it, and you could report it yourself.
They're just collecting data now.
Yeah. So, okay.
Why is it the one that's even worse than that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm gonna look them up. I have to go to their website and pull their data, and it'll tell me. Yeah, but I mean, these things is from respiratory failure. There's one that said patient died on 2/20. Cause of death was pulmonary embolism. But coincidentally, they took a vaccine. You know,
they got how many people have died from it?
I saw like a handful skimming through this. But this is, like I said, this is over 21,000 patients.
Now, I wonder what percentage rate.
And then they have one here, fetal demise at gas station at age 14 weeks. Exact age when patient received the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Patient had suffered from a hypermesis prior to vaccine, but they had improved prior to vaccine, no other complications in pregnancy. So this person lost the baby.
Wow.
My mother passed away sometime in the night or this morning. I talked to her at 6:30 yesterday. She was covered in what looked like a rash. Some kind of tongue was enlarged. See? She's all vaccine.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're definitely
bad. Partial deafness right ear noted 2 days after the vaccine was administered. Okay, per family, patient has been feeling sick since he was vaccinated. Patient went to ER on 2/15/21, and after a few hours at ER, patient passed away.
Wow. So they documenting that too.
Well, these are people calling in and documenting themselves. Like they're calling in and telling them, and then the doctor's putting their notes at the end of it. So you can see there's a website for vaccines where you can report adverse reactions, but they don't really... They don't, you know, advertise that. It's been out for years. So this is the Moderna reactions. This one is isolated to Moderna, this report. Because I downloaded, they sent me, you know, I went to Moderna, they sent me here. So they're not, here's the thing. These companies are not hiding anything. See, but if you watch the news, they're the ones giving you misdirection on where to look at stuff. They're deciding what to tell you. Here, died 7 days after receiving second dose of Moderna vaccine, had underlying HX lung CA with meds. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. But here's the thing. They want to talk about how many deaths from COVID-19, but they don't want to highlight deaths from the vaccine. And this is their thing. Oh, one death is too many. Okay. Well, on that, no. Well, one death is too many from the vaccine. If it's going to work that way.
Yeah, because a lot of the people that have been reporting death have been people from YouTube and Facebook reporting their family members dying from it.
I'm jumping from their site showing you these deaths. This is their stuff. This ain't from no website. This is straight from the website. I'll send you this, man. It's a spreadsheet.
Cause you know, my aunt was trying to go back and forth, and she was like, "Well, why they ain't saying that on the news?"
See, that's interesting. You know, don't you hate to hear that when people say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the news.
Why ain't hearing it at the news?
Mm-hmm. It's like that's still the authority.
The news is not the authority because they choose what they want to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They saying, okay, we ain't going to tell them this.
they try to, them niggas, they have conditioned themselves to call everything fake news. Except for what's on that news.
Right. That's what happens. They believe the news is the news, is the truth and everything. I can pull the data. That's what I'm saying. It's not the government lying to people, because they're giving you all the information to make an informed decision. You see what I'm saying? The information is there. All you have to do is go look at it. And it's funny, because at the beginning of this report, you hardly see any difference. But as I go down, I done found, what, 3 or 4 since we've been on talking. So I went all the way to the very bottom of this thing. Here's another one. Patient passed away on 2/1/21 at the health center. She was there for congestive heart failure, which had been a problem for her since COVID-19 symptoms began 10/29/20 and tested positive. But she took the vaccine. See, that vaccine is pushing these people over the hedge. Here it is.
Wow.
My mother complained of severe headache within 1 hour of receiving the injection. 18 hours later, she was rushed to the ER with a hemorrhagic stroke. Hospitalized for 3 to 5 days. Cognitive impairment remains, resulting in needing rehab. Okay, here's another one. The injection was at 10:06 a.m. At 10:07 a.m., felt nauseated and dizzy. Waited 15 minutes before proceeding home. At 10:31 a.m., throat began to close and tongue became swollen. Lips and gums were numb. Breathing became difficult and was... What?
That's crazy.
Mm, 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 mm,
mm. What's interesting about it, they try to say they make you wait a few minutes. So that little time they make you wait ain't long enough.
Mm-mm, bro.
The time you wait definitely ain't long enough. Because people still dying. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? Here's the thing. These people have to take responsibility because they decided to do this. Nobody's forcing them to do this. They're rushing. I gotta go get it. You got yours. I got mine. Okay, go get it. My girl went out with 3 of her friends, and all three of them had taken that shot, their first dose.
Wow.
And asking her was she taking hers. She was sitting there. I said, "You sitting at the table with a bunch of zombies." Died 7 days after second dose of Moderna vaccine. Had online. Okay, I read that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many people that's taking it. Is that you don't know, and then sometimes I've done this. I was like, you know. I hope they took the vaccine and they'll get quiet looking at you. And they'll say something like their job or some reason why they had to take it.
Mm-mm-mm. 8 days after vaccination, stroke, full right side of body paralyzed. And somebody got Bell's palsy.
Yeah, I've seen videos on that one. So that's
stop
a
eating
thing
and drinking
stop.
And died.
Mm.
Mm, 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 mm. Death after stroke.
So it's more than, so it's happening more than the Bell palsy. I've seen a few people with the Bell palsy.
I think a lot of them are getting Bell palsy because when you read the symptoms, because some of them are not saying Bell's palsy, they're just saying the symptom. So that you, if you know what the symptoms of Bell palsy is, then you know, that's what you know, most people don't know what those symptoms are. I do, so I'm looking at it. That's Bell palsy. You see, that seemed like a favorite. That's a prominent thing with this thing. Okay, patient died 3 days after receiving his first dose of the COVID vaccine. He saw his doctor 2 weeks prior to his death with absolutely no complaints, very healthy. He had no prior heart condition and was pronounced dead at. This ain't good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Acute stroke 2 days after receiving vaccine. Second stroke 7 days after that, despite being started on aspirin and statin. That's what killed y'all. Gave him a statin.
Right.
That statin is would push him over the edge. The vaccine was no good, but then you gave him a statin on top of that. Oh my God.
Add to it. And see, and so like they got people waiting a few minutes, and
they
had even developed.
Well, on their site, they have recommended you wait a few hours, not a few minutes.
Well, the people I know that then took it say they make you wait 15 minutes.
Listen, man, if I got to wait 15 minutes to see if some shit happened to me, then that means I don't need to be messing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I take a chance like that? Why would I? Dude, I'm doing fine. I walk in a place and I'm doing fine. Why would I go do? The COVID ain't bothered me up so far. I don't have nothing wrong with me now. So I'm batting two. Now I'm going to go take something. Just in case I've been good all the time, why would I do that?
It don't make sense. I be trying to figure out how they brain wired. It don't make sense.
Well, that's from years of education through the school system, bro.
And it's always these damn. It's like we walking in two worlds.
Yes, and people are choosing which one they want. And a lot of them are choosing the other one. They choosing their own harm.
And you can see it when somebody thinking or they have taken it just by the way they get quiet.
Because then they trust in.
That clip you had is so real. It's so deep, you know what I'm saying? But I know the Matrix is now just a cliche. It's a movie.
We are in the Matrix, bro. This is
me
the
on
Matrix
so many
for real.
Levels, but it's looked upon more as a cliche or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. We are in the Matrix for real. We are there. And this is a true separation of who gonna do what.
Mm-hmm.
Patient passed away within 60 days of receiving the COVID vaccine. Now, with the numbers I just read, I read just mainly the deaths. I didn't give you the ones with all the severe issues, right?
Okay.
And the amount of this report, right? So that's right on track with COVID-19 and how it was killing people. Right?
I wonder what the percentage rate.
Right. I just read, what? I'm on my sixth. And seeing some of these are not telling you what happened to the person. They're not saying. They give you the details of what happened, but some of these are not saying. Like, I go to see what the outcome was, is blank.
They said that at one time, 23 people died at one time in Europe from taking the Pfizer. I seen something on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot at one time. So I wonder what's the, you know, the percentage rate.
I would like to know that, but looking at this, I'm going according to what these people are saying, their line of reasoning. One death is too many. That's a line of reasoning. Now, when you try to tell them, well, it's only a 1% death rate, they will, well, one death is too many. Okay, well, we got this vaccine that's supposed to be fixing to, and it's got, I showed you about multiple deaths. Well, one death is too many. And now what you got to say about that? They'll find some more, but, nah, one death is too many.
And you still don't know the long-term effects.
I think we're going to have a surge of autoimmune diseases in the coming years.
Like a long-term thing.
Yeah, it's some people are strong and they're not going to get immediate, you're not going to see immediate problems. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is on that as time go on, they're going to, you know, I think it's, you know, people will become sterile. They have children, you know, they're going to have issues.
That video you gave me was so good.
Which one?
That video you sent me about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was good, man. That was a good video.
Yeah. It's like, yo, we are definitely living in a time of where you got to make your decisions and make them properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? See, like if something like this, I won't even do a video on this. Because I know they'll just take it down.
That's all they're gonna do. Because when you sent me that wasn't on YouTube. I don't know where that from,
uh-uh.
But that. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? That played.
Bell palsy again. Bell palsy. I mean, with this many adverse reactions so soon, it tells you this thing ain't good for you. And this is just one of the drugs. I'm looking at the Moderna vaccine. I ain't looking at the other ones yet. And all of them are consistent. Rash, fatigue, body aches, fever, stroke, heart attacks. It's like the same thing over and over and over again. I'm like, yo, your body is telling you this ain't no good. Put something you just skipped. All the natural defenses of your body and stuck something in you, and the body was like, what the hell is that you just put in here? How did you get in here? And you did it voluntarily.
It's ridiculous.
So
you know?
Really, okay, they made something available, right? Who is really at fault
right
here? I don't blame the people that are making the stuff. I blame the people that take it. Why?
Exactly. That's what I've been thinking.
Right. You know, you can't blame them people. They're telling you. They gave you all the warnings that before you take it, you signed something, right? Hey, you know, this could hurt you. You took it anyway. So is it their fault? They put it out there. You take it. You got to be responsible for that, you know?
And then you got people. Like, you got, like, groups of people that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same groups of people are wishing bad on the ones that decide not to take it.
Right. And these are the same people that, I believe, if you let people read these types of reports, they would make a different decision. If they read this stuff. Maybe, I don't know. I'm speaking. Here's Bell Palsy again. I don't know. You know I would. Like, yo, man. Yeah. I start waiting. Like, listen, I feel great. Why would I go and get something to hurt myself? You know. Would you hit yourself over the head with a hammer? Would you hit your knees with a hammer? Would you walk out in front of a car? Huh? And this stuff is, it's got several things that could go wrong. That's worse than a hammer.
Several.
Right. Heart attacks, strokes, embolisms. I mean, come on, man. Death. And I keep running across moderate. I keep seeing. I'm thinking this is the same patient, and it's not. And they keep saying, patient passed away within 60 days of receiving COVID vaccine. I've seen that about 10 times on this report.
60.
The same wording. And I'm like, Dad, did I scroll back down? No, I'm still scrolling. This is that's something else, someone else. Rapid heartbeat, burning through body, cold sweat, felt low blood pressure. Now this, we could have it on pregnant women too.
And so, you know, the pregnant women, I mean, it'd be crazy to risk your child life with that.
Well, one lady lost her baby 14 weeks after taking the vaccine. She was 14 weeks.
The baby was 14 weeks old, or she was pregnant?
14 weeks gestation. She was still pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that? It said it's only for people 18 years old. You're carrying a baby. That baby is not 18.
Now, I seen a video with this this man that fired an employee over that because they wouldn't take the vaccine.
They fired a woman because she's pregnant. She wanted to wait to see what the results are for people who are pregnant taking it, and they fired her. COVID infection, death, took the vaccine. He was found deceased in his home by sheriff and paramedics evening of 2/21/21. My tongue started a mild twitching. So they found this man dead. He took the vaccine.
He said his mouth was twitching.
This is, they trying to say this is some type of hooking you up into the cloud type thing. I don't know about all of that. All I'm concerned with is what the hell happening.
Right.
Like, well, they hook you up to the cloud and all of that. That's cannot be proven.
What you mean hook them up to the cloud?
Like, it's changing their DNA around where they become connected to the cloud and they can control you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what they're saying. Out. You know those other, you know, people just say stuff. I don't know about that, but now here's what I do believe, that it's going to reduce birth rates because people are going to be having all kinds of issues. They're not going to be, see, when you're dealing with a society with a very unhealthy diet, I believe that anybody who took this vaccine was like you and I, we strong, we use these herbs, we probably wouldn't have problems with it like that.
Right.
We might have something, but not like a lot of these people, right? So,
man, that's out.
But because we clean ourselves out, we're strong, right? So,
right.
But a lot of these people are already on the edge with all kinds of other issues. Dehydration, not enough bowel movements, you know, bad diets. So they already got stuff going on. So when you take something in your body that's foreign, the body reacts, and then it's going to aggravate all them other things. So this is what's happening. These people that's coming out here, you know, having these extreme issues, it's just manifesting issues that were lying dormant with inside of them. So now you're gonna have a medical boom, a medical treatment boom over the next years, because people are just gonna be going to the doctor trying to fix all kind of stuff. They just got themselves paid.
Out some experimental shit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Most of these people taking this just to make themselves feel better. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's an answer.
They're taking it just like they do their religion. They following it just in case it's right. That's what they do. They don't know. They're not sure. They don't know. You know. They and because they're getting marketed about this thing by the news so hard, they doing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. See, the difference is, I'm not wishing on them, "I told you so," you know, to prove something. Because I don't want nobody to die from it. But, you know,
no, I don't want nobody to die from it, but I'm telling you.
Actually,
you got what you asked for.
Yeah. And I don't think they trying to kill people with it. Because if you kill everybody with it in the first few steps, it's going to take away the confidence of people to try it later.
You know what? I think some there is some truth to that, but for the most part, I think people are just going to be confident anyway.
No matter what,
they can see the whole pile of deaths and they're still taking it. Now, here's one. Death,
so,
7 hours after vaccine. Patient died on 2/13. This is another one. These are two different deaths I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So you would say that people are so deaf, dumb, and blind at this point.
They'll still take it. They'll still take the chance.
85% would still take it.
Mm-hmm.
With all these, with the risk still, with them seeing the risk. Wow.
Yes. Okay, let me ask you this. I put it to you like this. They keep voting for these people and putting them in office and ain't got nothing out of it. For years, they promote that. It's advertisement. They've been promoted so hard with the media and programmed by media, no matter what they want, no matter how skeptical they are, they'll still do it.
And you know why I believe you when you say that? Somebody said, like, I brought up to one of my family members on why they shouldn't take it,
mm-hmm.
and they had a reason. They were saying, "Well, this person, they not dying from the vaccine, they dying from that." So then I said to them, "Well, people not dying from the corona, they dying from something else." They're like, they got an answer for stupid shit.
What?
You know, they got an answer for that, but then when somebody died from corona, they don't get the same type of pass.
Mm-mm.
So I agree with you. I do believe what you just said would be true. Because I've heard people argue on why they should be able, you know?
There's deaths all over this seat, man. I could keep going. Death within 30 days. Patient unresponsive and died a few days later. I mean, I'm looking at this page, and I'm looking at least 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm skimming. You know what I'm saying? So if I actually pulled out, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is where they're going to tell the truth. This is going to say everything right here when I do this. Let's see if I can do it. Okay. $739 deaths are recorded in this one document. So I just put death. Now, wow. That's death. Let's keep that number on you. Keep that number there. Is I'm going to put die now. Hold on. And I'm going to use died and I'm going to do deceased. So what was the first number? Seven something? Wait, seven?
Yeah, seven.
The first number was seven something, right?
Right.
All
right.
Okay, so let's do deceased. You gotta, if you really want to do complete, you got to catch every word they use for death. 103 deceased. And I put death, the first one. I got to do that. No, I think that was 739. Yes, 739. Now let's do, what's another word for died? You got died, deceased, and died, deceased. What was the other? And death, right?
Right.
All right, what's, there's another word they use. But let's just go with that. We ain't gotta go, you know. I think I made you my point. It's 103. Let's do some. Crazy, bro.
Yeah, man, and there you go. There you have it. It's right there. It's
crazy.
You know, and see, like, the news people not reporting this.
That's 1,224 that I have.
Is that off one vaccine or that's
Just off the just Moderna one. This is off the Moderna.
And what's interesting is I've been hearing more deaths on the Pfizer.
Right. I ain't did the other ones yet. So that's 1,224 deaths off of that. So out of this, we got to do the math on that, right? So how many is 14,702 on here? So out of 14,702, 1,224 people died. So what's the percentage of that? How do you divide, what, the 14,000 by 702 or the other way around? To get the percentage.
Yeah.
Divided by
the decimal.
I'm getting 12%. Is that correct? That's about 12. Yeah, I should look at that. That's 12%. Death rate.
That's definitely higher.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's just what one of them. And the corona is, they say 1% death, because some people forget that shit only got a 1% death rate.
Right. So based off this, just one vaccine, it's showing a 12% potential death rate. In a short period of time.
You ain't even had a lengthy process.
Mm-hmm.
They even say this shit that percentage of kids die for corona is even lower than 1%.
Yeah. Then they got them out of school because the teachers don't want to catch it. That's why. They don't care about the kids.
Man, I looked at my kid's teacher on the I just wanted to see curious what they doing on the classroom. And the damn teacher's wearing the mask teaching. And I looked at all they teachers doing the shit. They wearing a mask teaching the class when you in the classroom by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they conditioning them. And so I really think that even when they lift the mask thing up completely, because like in North Carolina, it's like Is it everywhere or just certain places?
They just in certain places. Well, South Carolina lifted a lot of their rules, didn't they?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know definitely. I don't be paying the news much attention. You know, I'd be knowing what be going on with the news. Somebody else would tell me.
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
I don't respect them. I don't care what they say. I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Because somebody told me about Texas. Somebody said something about North Carolina. But I didn't bother to look it up.
Like if you go to the bottom, back to back, client died, patient deceased. Like I got three back to back saying death on this thing. Like the last one, death. Yo, this is crazy. There was one more word I wanted to just for death. We got died, deceased, death. Passed away, because they use that too. I heard passed away. I saw a couple of them say passed away.
Yeah.
You got to catch it all. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. Passed away.
Went to see Jesus. Yeah.
Two. I found two. Let's say that. So that's, you add that to the number. Yeah. Man.
I wanna I'm gonna tell my mom that what you just basically just shared with me.
I sent it to you. All you gotta do is control find and put death in there. Boom, and tell you how many times that's listed in this document.
Because I think
that's a rough estimate. I wouldn't say to give that a science, but that's close enough, right?
Yeah. And at first, I was like, that video you sent me. You know, you can make an old person paranoid. And I say, I'm a son of this shit. I say, because if the news ain't having sympathy or making them paranoid, they watching that shit.
Right, yeah.
And they watching it.
It's going to affect you. Got to do it.
And then the video had white folks saying that. You know, they do something to black people if a white person say it. And it does something to black people. They only did it, but it does something. They need to hear a white person say it. And you know what I'm saying? And that's a fact. A lot of people don't acknowledge that, but shoot, if a white person say it, it is killing people. Especially if they know how to do that type of news talk. Or like a news person. That's the gospel now. Talking about that on YouTube, it might do something.
Hey, you got 5 minutes left. Oh, you want to tell people yet?
Yeah. Hey, y'all want to maintain your immune system and maintain your health. You still maintain the same game. The sheep going to do what they doing. You know,
somebody told me to use words to come, and that had one death.
Yeah, and see now we finna get our superpower back because the sun, we get a little more sunshine now.
So
we gonna be all right.
Oh yeah,
we're trying to put before it get hot again.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm gonna be fine because I'm not about to get stuck.
That's right. And now the sunshine coming up, coming out, get your, you know what I'm saying, you're going to start seeing people in shorts again. So you know. We are 7201 Park Lane Road, Columbia, South Carolina. We got
all right, Solomon's Temple.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, peace and blessings, God.
All right.
All right. Peace, God.
All right, man. Peace, peace. Have a good one, bro. All right.
Hey, peace.
All right.
You're listening to Solomon's Temple on Hindsight Radio.